And I've got sort of 5mm neoprene gloves on, and my hands are now freezing. My face is absolutely freezing. Bear doing it naked. I don't know how he does stuff like that. I have no idea how he does stuff like that. I'm following him. The lens freezes over. Manage to clear it, and we carry on filming the scene.
I use this ice block to try and float my rucksack across.
Bear makes it look easy. He's very good at it, and he gets his head round it.
Okay, it's over the deep bit. Let's get ashore.
He got to the side in sort of record time. I don't think he was one. He didn't want to hang around in that kind of water. Got to the side. We pull ourselves out. I'm standing there, frozen. My hands are literally. I can't move my fingers. One of the gloves was stuck to the camera lens. I couldn't actually move it.
His boot laces actually were stiff, straight out. He held up his boot and his lace went like that. It was that cold.
Out horizontal, then you know it's cold.
And it wasn't just my shoelaces that were affected by the temperature.
There was definitely a shrinkage to his manhood in that one.
Turned from a grizzly bear into a little teddy bear.
Extreme temperatures don't just take their toll on me. My crew go through it all too. In the Sahara, we really ran into problems. It was almost 130 degrees, and all of us were finding it hard